Footballs don't have teeth. Sharp hooks hurt your friends. Legs are capable of running. Need I say more? The end. Footballs don't have teeth. Sharp hooks hurt your friends. Legs are capable of running. Need I say more? The end. Now, let me tell you the story that spawned that song. It was autumn of 2008, when I traveled to Tennessee for a weekend with three of my college buddies. One of them grew up in Tennessee, so we went down there to help her reminisce in her childhood and meet some people she knew when she was younger. One of them was an elderly gentleman. I should specify that one of the people she knew was an elderly gentleman, not that one of my other college buddies was an elderly gentleman. One of them was an elderly gentleman who had a pond behind his property, which he used to let her fish in. As such, he let us all fish in it. It was me, two other guys, and the girl, and we all picked a spot and fished. Despite the pond being more shallow than usual, we collectively caught and released four fish. Both the other guys caught one, and I caught two. But the girl wanted to be pictured with the second one I caught just so she would feel like all of us caught one, despite my mentally protesting against someone taking credit for my hard work. Back then, though, I was taught to never argue with a woman, even a platonic one. Anyways, when we all got done fishing, the two guys decided they were going to throw a football back and forth and play catch, standing at opposite sides of the pond. Because, you know, it's a widely known fact that guys are prone to make stupid decisions. I was standing off to the distance a bit, still holding a fishing rod and just watching them play catch, when one of them threw the ball, and the other missed the catch, and the ball, predictably, landed in the pond. So the guy who missed the catch, instead of taking responsibility for it, hollers out to me to get the ball out of the pond for him. I see it slowly drifting away as I'm standing at a little bit of a distance. So my mind is thinking, hey, the football is drifting away, and by the time I get to where it will be so far out of reach that I'd have to jump in the pond to get to it, so the quickest way to retrieve it is to cast my fishing line out towards it. I'm amazed at how well I was able to sit and rationalize this logic through in a span of 2 seconds. If I had a third second, perhaps I would have factored this in. The fact that here I was, there was the ball in the water, and standing between us was my friend. So that would have made him a better candidate for getting the ball in rather than me in retrospect, because he was closer to the ball than I was, but that's irrelevant. So before actually running to where the football was and getting it, I nearly snagged my friend with the hook at the end of my fishing pole. Although thinking about it, I probably could have thought to just take the pole part of the fishing pole and used it to pull the football back towards us, since I was still the only one holding a pole. So I guess really I'm the only stupid one. Anyways, I've been waiting for the perfect setting to share that story with people, and that is specifically why I wrote this 4-line song as an excuse to tell that story. Footballs don't have teeth. Sharp hooks hurt your friends. Legs are capable of running. Need I say more? The end. Footballs don't have teeth. Sharp hooks hurt your friends. Legs are capable of running. Need I say more? The end.